This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated a locomotive manufacturing plant of the Indian Railways in Dahod in Gujarat a short while ago. This plant will produce electric locomotives of 9,000 horsepower for domestic purposes and for export. Mr. Modi also flagged off the first electric locomotive manufactured from the plant. The locomotives will help in increasing the freight loading capacity of Indian Railways. These locomotives will be equipped with regenerative braking systems and are being designed to reduce energy consumption, which contributes to environmental sustainability. Talking to Akashvani News, Western Railway Chief Public Relations Officer Vineet Abhishek said the locomotive manufacturing plant will meet the needs of not just India but the world, with many engines set to be exported to different African and European countries.
We expect to export to countries in Africa, in Asia, neighboring countries around us, and many countries in Europe as well. This is a perfect example not just of Make in India mission, but also Make for the World. And the name of Dahod, the city, the town where this production facility is located, the name of Dahod will now be known not only in India, but also outside India and many other countries as well.
In a short while from now, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister arrived in Gujarat this morning on a two-day visit to the state to launch various developmental works worth over 82,000 crore rupees. Soon after his arrival, the Prime Minister held a massive road show in Vadodara. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has completed 11 years in office today. It was on this day in 2014 Mr. Modi had taken oath as the Prime Minister of India. This marked a turning point in the country's modern political history as it had ended the 30 years era of coalition politics in India with people giving a clear and decisive mandate to the BJP. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has said that India now has a new approach in combating cross-border terrorism from Pakistan and anyone involved in such crimes will not go unpunished. He made the remarks at a community event at New York in the United States. Dr. Tharoor-led delegation also met Vice President of Guyana, Bharat Jagdeo. After meeting, Mr. Tharoor said the Vice President has shown a tremendous amount of understanding for India's position on the current events with Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has lauded the efforts put in by the all-party delegations in a social media post. Dr. Jaishankar said India stands together in declaring zero tolerance for terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with his Canadian counterpart Anita Anand through a telephonic conversation and discussed strengthening the relationship between the two countries. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar wished the Canadian Minister for Foreign Affairs a very successful tenure. Meanwhile, the Canadian Minister in her social media post thanked Dr. Jaishankar for the productive discussion. In Jharkhand, an actual carrying a reward of 5 lakh rupees on his head was killed in an encounter with security forces in Latehar district. The police also arrested another naxal, Kundan Kherwar, who had a reward of 10 lakh rupees on his head. This marks the second significant success by the Latehar police against naxalites within a span of 3 days. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. The weather agency has further predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Delhi, Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab and Rajasthan during the next 2 to 3 days. The benchmark domestic equity indices were trading higher with gains of around 0.5% in forenoon trade today amid positive domestic and global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 413 points to 82,134. In chess, world champion Deepu Kesh will take on Magnus Carlsen in the opening round of the prestigious Norway chess tournament starting today at Stavanger. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Mumbai Indians in Jaipur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.